is Eddie Cantor. Imagine me at my age playing post office, and that's just what I'll be doing here every day as I answer the questions you ask Eddie Cantor. Before I start answering questions, I'd like to ask you one. Do you have copper pots and pans? Then keep them shining bright with Copper Glow. Copper Glow is easy to use. Just sprinkle a little on, wipe with a sponge, and watch your copper shine. Copper Glow makes grease and tarnish vanish as it polishes copperware to satin smoothness. Copper Glow is easy on your hands, too. Pick up some Copper Glow today. Frederick Brown, Camden, New Jersey, writes, I heard you tell on your program that when Mickey Rooney was a child actor, he had to attend school on the MGM lot. What kind of a pupil was he? Actually, he was a typical bad boy. He'd been studying his script behind the geography book or throwing spitballs at the girls. One day, teacher caught him and punished him. She made him write on the blackboard 500 times, I do not deserve star billing. Mrs. Martin Berger, San Francisco. Our city is much smaller than population, but culturally, we're way ahead of Los Angeles. Isn't there enough pride in L.A. to have its own opera company just as we have? I agree with you. We should have our own opera company. I do not believe that the thousands of people who are recent residents have gotten around to thinking about it. I'm glad to see that some of your Sopranos figures have changed for the better. I can recall the days when those hefty Sopranos were singing to a little tenor, take me in your arms and carry me away. She weighed about 350, he weighed 140. To even lift her, he'd need a Mack truck and two bulldozers. Thank heavens for Patrice Munsell and the others whose voices match their figures. I'll be back in a moment. Mrs. T. Hurley, Sacramento, California. I just finished reading one of your books where you tell of your friendship with Al Smith. I'm curious, was he as strong on humor as you tell in your autobiography? When Al Smith was majordomo of the Empire State Building, he explained to some political cronies how the elevators worked, that the Swift elevators were completely controlled by electrical pressure. One politician asked Al, if something should suddenly go wrong with the electricity in the elevators, would it take one up or down? Al said, it all depends on the kind of life you've been leading. Whenever you cook in copper, remember to clean with Copper Glow. It's such a quick and easy way to keep your copper shining bright. Sprinkle, wipe, sparkle. It's that simple to make grease and tarnish disappear. Copper Glow isn't a messy paste. Can't dry out. I know you like Copper Glow. That's COPPERGLO. Copper Glow. Get some at your grocer's today. I can hardly wait for our next game of post office. So send your letters to me, Eddie Cantor, Beverly Hills, California. And don't forget the sponsors that bring us together.